We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Well, anyway, let's bring on somebody who may still have it. He is doing as good a job as anyone in this city covering a major sports team. From Philly Voice, the great Kyle Newbeck. Hi, Kyle. Kyle Newbeck, are you there?
What happened?
I am there.
Kyle, like the Sixers, a bit of a slow starter.
You know, it's early for everybody in the season. Got to work out the kinks, Andrew.
All right, Kyle, I got to tell you something. It's only one game, but people needed to see more from Markelle Fultz than they did last night. What about you?
Yeah, I think the most concerning thing for me is that the shots that we were seeing him pass up last season that he ostensibly spent the entire summer working on, he's still not taking. I know it's all well and good that he's hitting and taking some mid-range shots from the free throw line. If he's not even going to attempt threes, you saw Joel Embiid struggle for large parts of last night's game. Those defenders are going to close in on Joel in the paint a lot more if they just know that Markel and Ben are both not threats to shoot from the outside. And that's certainly what it looks like is going to happen this season.
All right. I need people to let that absorb for a second. That's a brilliant point. Rhea made it a little while ago. That if you don't have guys outside hitting that shot, you are taking some of the ability of Embiid away to be a force underneath. Right? And that, Kyle. So it's not just that Fultz is screwing up himself. He's screwing up Embiid in the process. You're losing the greatness of Embiid, and you don't have the guy you thought you had with the number one pick. That's a monumental development for this team, isn't it?
It's huge. It's a fight for real estate is really what this is all about. Like, it's hard to play through the post in the modern NBA the way defenses are constructed anyway. Any space that you're taking away from Joel to establish himself and catch entry passes and so on and so forth is a negative. And it's the weirdest thing for me, Angelo, is that even if Markelle Fultz came out this year and he was a bad shooter, I would still be encouraged if he came out and he was saying, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to attack. I'm going to play with a scorer's mentality. And that's how he played all the way through his amateur career, all the way up to summer league. We saw the same kid who played at the University of Washington in summer league. He was pulling up, taking contested threes, step back threes, off the dribble threes. He's not even looking at the rim when he's on the perimeter right now. And that is a serious problem. I don't know how you fix that. I don't know if the thousands upon thousands of reps that he's taking as a shooter in practice with a trainer, I don't know that that helps reclaim someone that just doesn't want to look to score when they were built to score their entire life. It's the most confounding thing I can remember.
Here's where it gets even more frustrating for a fan. All right, Kyle, the Sixers were pretty much on the record for 5 years or so. They didn't try to win every game. They weren't that. They wanted a tank. They wanted to get high picks. They ended up with a very special player in Embiid, a very special player in Simmons. But they needed the third one to happen. And they traded up to the top pick to get him. And that was Fultz. If Fultz isn't the special player, and they are not ever going to be able to get ahead of the Celtics, then what do you say about the five-year tank?
I think the more concerning thing for me, Angelo, honestly, is that not only has Fultz not lived up to his expectations, you potentially handed Boston now one of the most valuable draft assets in the league in that Sacramento pick that will more than likely go their way this year. They have any trade that the Sixers would want to make for a star player or the guy that would put them over the top, Boston could theoretically offer a better package easily, like very easily.
Wow, I forgot
that. And so a team
that
is already comfortably better than the Sixers are at this very moment has the ability to trump any offer that the Sixers can make. And that's a scary thought because a lot of these Boston guys are young too. People like to talk about the Sixers' young core. Jaylen Brown, really young. Jason Tatum in his second year and is comfortably better than Markelle Fultz right now. I'm sure a lot of Sixers fans would rather he be in Sixers colors than Celtics colors after watching him play last night. So that is just a massive concern. And I think the walls are closing in around the Sixers in terms of being able to acquire that third guy. They don't have as many options as they had even last summer, because Fultz, who at one point would have been one of their most valuable trade ships, I don't know what his value is around the league right now. Even if they wanted to use him not as their third guy, but as part of a package to get a star, I don't know what his value is on the open market.
All right, you're leading me to the obvious question then. If you can establish in your mind that Fultz is not going to be a special player, do you take a run at Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler is a very interesting one, because as far as I can tell, this team doesn't have a whole lot of interest in him. That I think the character concerns and the way he clashed with young players up in Minnesota has sort of scared them and a lot of other teams away. But I think they're going to have to revisit that at some point if Butler continues to linger in Minnesota, because I don't know who the third guy is that they're going to get. I don't know what their internal plans are. Maybe somebody like a Bradley Beal in Washington becomes available if that team implodes with the addition of Dwight Howard. But a free agency next summer is looking way tougher than it did when they had the connection to LeBron last summer. Klay Thompson has already said he wants to stay in Golden State his whole career. I think Kawhi Leonard is either staying in Toronto or going out west to L.A. The options are drying up, and that is a very scary possibility for them.
All right, Kyle, I got one more for you. A lot of people don't deal in hypotheticals. On our show, we deal with them all day, every day. And here's the hypothetical. Would the Sixers have been better off if they never let Sam Hinkie go?
I think there's definitely an argument to say yes to that question, Angelo. I think that the main thing for me, as much as people thought Sam Hinkie's plan was radical, I don't think he ever would have made a move where he traded up and traded a very valuable first-round pick just for the privilege of moving up two spots in the draft. Mm. I think he probably would have let whoever fall to three, whoever he thought was the third best player in that class, just fall to him. If that ended up being Fultz, since the Celtics have claimed that they would have taken Jason Tatum at number one and the Lakers were pretty locked in at Lonzo Ball, at least then you haven't paid a price for the privilege of taking him. That's the real problem here. If they had just goofed up on the pick, look, that happens. I know it's obviously not ideal, but you can recover from that. To give a valuable asset away on top of that to the main rival that you have in the conference moving forward, that's what makes this so terrible, and that's what would really cause me to say yes to that question.
Damn you, Brian Bottini. Damn you, former GM Brian Bottini. Kyle Newbeck, Philly voice. Read him every day. He's awesome. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Angela.
And I don't know if you missed my announcement earlier, Al, because, you know, so much happened with that Twitter account with Brian Colangelo and his wife, Barbara Bottini, that I have given Brian the Bottini surname.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.